though, in that in those cases, the people who lived on those streets supported the name change, at least a large portion of the people who supported it, not all of them. Whereas on 39th Street, very, very few people support the name change. And I think it's disrespectful of the people who've lived there all of their lives to force this on them. In fact, one lady who was working on her thesis even talked about Castro changing all the street names when he came into power. That's what dictators do. I'm sure the people didn't appreciate that, but Castro knew better than they did. And that's what happens when the powers that be think that they know more than the people who elected them. My second comment had to do with a lady who spoke in favor of the name change earlier tonight, and I haven't heard anybody else comment on it, but she said that this is about power. And I think she called it a change in power. And I think that's exactly what it's about. It has nothing to do with Cesar Chavez. It's about this group and honoring them. If they were interested in honoring Cesar Chavez, wonderful suggestions have been made tonight, and there would be some effort at compromise that would make everybody happy.
And then that point has been well made, and thank you. Ma'am.
Thank you for spending the evening here. My name is Susan Carter. I live in Southeast Portland, close to 39th. My son lives on 39th, but he couldn't be here. And I'm also concerned that there doesn't seem to be much concern for the people that live on there. I'm concerned in this economic times when we have the second highest unemployment, we're one of the highest for hunger, and wondering what's going on behind those doors when they may be hanging on by their thumb, sort of to speak, and the extra cost of making changes with their businesses, the elderly that find stress and changes very difficult, and the expense of maybe changing your license, trying to figure out your checking account, everything else that they're going to have to do that is very stressful for them. There's a lot of people that may be affected by this. When there's stress in a family, the children are many times the ones that suffer for it. And all of these things are creating a stress, and I really don't have the feeling from what has been said that the gentleman that they're hoping to name the street for would really be for this.
Thank you, Ms.
Thank
Carter.
You.
Sir?
I'm requesting maybe 2 or 2.5 minutes to sort of just discuss the process and sort of how it's occurred, which I don't think anybody's really covered.
2 minutes, you got it.
Okay, I'm Murray Kudish, and I'm the Land Use Planning Chair of the Northeast Broadway Business Association. Obviously, we oppose the renaming of Broadway, and as we're over 6,000 customers who signed petitions opposing renaming in almost all of the neighborhood groups along Broadway out to Rose City Park. We're opposed to the rename 39th, and we're opposed to renaming existing streets for anyone because the process is really flawed, and we'd like to see it changed at some point, mostly because the people directly affected by renaming really have no vote in the matter but suffer all the consequences, which seems wrong. Anybody can pay $1,000 for a street, collect 2,500 signatures totally from outside the area to be renamed, which makes no sense. The city's forced to respond and waste valuable staff time and money, and then the proposal forces residents, businesses, and entire neighborhoods to expend time, money, and emotional energy dealing with the renaming. Then when it goes through, Broadway would have been millions of dollars in expenses to the businesses. And, you know, if we're going to still have street renaming, we really should have the majority of the businesses and the residents approve the effort, which would be fair and democratic. You know, personally, I, you know, have a lot of respect for the Chavez Committee and the supporters. I haven't heard anything, frankly, that I disagree with. Everybody's heart is in the same place. I'm concerned about the transparency of the process. You know, Mayor Adams, you said in August of 08, while controversy appears inevitable, it's the city council's job to ensure a fair and transparent process is in place and followed. You know, from a citizen's perspective, just out there, and I've been to every meeting, this just doesn't seem that way because based on media reports and discussions with folks at City Hall, you know, it appears that from day one there's been a collaborative effort behind the scenes between the Chavez Committee and folks at City Hall, which began with Mayor Potter's push to rename Interstate because of its rich diversity. And then when it fell apart, both, you know, the Mayor Potter and the council at the time promised the committee a street and attempted to, you know, rename it.
So I need you to wrap up.
Okay. And then, you know, we had meetings a year ago. It just seems that the entire way the process has come together was that, you know, people were trying to help the committee along. That just didn't seem like it was out there in public. And here's a case where...
I need you to wrap up.
Okay. I guess the point is no one in the council here has stepped forward to really find a solution and try and bring everybody together here, which seems unusual because usually so you
we've
all...
Heard, we've are, heard that before,
okay.
too. So
okay. It just seems like with all these people opposing it, it seems like we could find a way to get the right. process out there.
Thank you for your testimony. Okay, appreciate you. You all. All right. These are the last two panels.
Isabel Sanchez, Jesus Estrada, and Trillium Shannon.
Oh, this is the last panel. Sorry, that was the second one. Come on up.
People here. Isabel Sanchez, Jesus Estrada, and Trillium Shannon. How about Jeremy Lassen, Osvaldo Garcia?
Anyone else?
Linda McKim Bell. There she comes. Jamie Lyman Guzman.
He's like, won the lottery. Alas.
You are our last panel tonight. Thank you for hanging tough and hanging with us. Sir, would you like to go first?
Sure. Good evening, commissioners and the mayor. And good evening to everybody. Buenas noches. My name is Osvaldo Garcia Contreras. I am currently one of the directors for the Sober Success Academy. It's a school that serves over 900 students. Most of them are Latino and migrants. Throughout my 13-year career as a teacher, I have tried my hardest to teach not only mathematics, but also citizenship and leadership, which are essential qualities in shaping the character of the future generations. There is no doubt that the Latino community will have a decisive role to play as the fastest growing community and minority in this country. Like Martin Luther King, there is a place in history for Cesar Chavez. The question is why not to name a street after him? I believe that it is our responsibility as citizens to ensure equity, and naming 39th Street after Cesar Chavez will bring a sense of inclusion to a community that still feels marginalized, and it would immortalize a leader and certainly would be an inspiration to many individuals to pursue his legacy. Like others have said, naming a street is not the right way, but it is a significant first step. It is not a question about money. It's our moral responsibility to ensure equity. I really appreciate the gift as a sign of respect and the artifacts, but I think that the thousands of students that I have in my classrooms will not allow me to settle for anything that equal rights. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am?
My name is Linda McKim Bell. I'm a native Portlander and property owner and a retired English as a second language and migrant teacher. I taught mostly Hispanic students, and I created a special unit. I taught them the history of Portland and to take pride in our city, our government, our parks, our festivals, our history, our planning, and our architecture. I taught them our tradition of accessible government. I said, people here are active in government, and when you grow up, you can make a difference. You'll grow up, and it'll be your turn to take care of our city and make decisions. And I taught them that immigrants are honored and appreciated in our America. And I want them to feel that they belong. I hope you can make my words true for them and uphold your end of this social contract by naming 39th for Cesar Chavez.
Thank you for your testimony, sir.
All right, buenas noches. My name is Jaime Limon Guzman. I'm here to say yes into recognition to our American, not just Mexican, not just Latino, but our Mexican-American, Latino-American leader, Cesar A. Chavez. I'm also a mentor for our youth. I'm part of the youth and a future high school counselor, a future firefighter that likes to serve our community like Cesar Chavez serve our community in general. And I would like to see more diversity in just not just in our Portland area. I live here in Portland for almost 12 years. I moved from a big city called Mexico City, and I've seen a lot of changes here in Portland. But I would love to see a lot of diversity, not just in our Portland area, in our schools, in parks, et cetera. and not just for to see myself the diversity, but also for the youth that is coming, for also for my kids that are going to stay. I'm planning to stay here in Portland, and for them to see the different diversity here in Portland. And viva la causa, viva la comunidad, y si se puede.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Guzman. I want to thank, and that concludes our hearing tonight, but before we gavel adjournment, I want to thank all of you for your thoughtful testimony. We'll continue to accept testimony via email at portlandonline.com. That was 4 hours and 15 minutes. I appreciate the constructive manner in which we've held this hearing tonight. Thank you all very much. We are recessed.